Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill McCann. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill McCann. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to third. Judnick moves to second. Lou Brissy now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Mitchell scores. Judnick scores. Boudreau goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Doby moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Judnick bunts in front of the plate. Guerra fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCuskey throws the ball into Joost, who tags Boudreau trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mitchell scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gordon. Vallow moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Doby takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Guerra for a passed ball. Doby scores. Robinson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost strikes out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau bunts towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Keltner hits a line drive into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Majeski moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vallo strikes out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra strikes out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields the ball and throws to Brissy covering. Safe. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive towards the mound. Brissy catches it and throws to first to double up Doby. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0-for-1 in the game. Brissy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Juice strikes out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Brissy moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller strikes out. 1 out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Judnick moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Judnick moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Judnick scores. Boudreau moves to third. Gordon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerra takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brissy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 3 in the game. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Feller moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Judnick strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a line drive towards center. Dobie catches it and throws to first to double up Joost. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Dobie hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Majeski moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Mike Guerra. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar now catching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Shibe pinch hits for Lou Brissy. Carl Shibe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shibe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Judnick. Shibe reaches second base with a double. Don White pinch hits for Eddie Joost. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 4 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shibe scores. It's 8-1, Indians. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fain hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.